Now, at one time, drawing was an overlooked art form, considered secondary to painting and sculpture. A new book from Tate Publishing investigates the process of transformation that has brought drawing back to the forefront of the modern art world. The book is called Contemporary Drawing, From the 1960s to Now. Brian Fay has been reading it for us and he's with me in studio right now. When did drawing fall into, not disrepute, but certainly considered to be that sort of secondary conservative medium, Brian?
It's sort of had this ongoing history of being the plan for something else, you know, the study before the sculpture, or the working drawing for the architect, or the study before the painting. So it's always kind of occupied this secondary status, anticipatory status, preliminary status as well too. And actually, even up to about the 1980s in an art college in Ireland, you couldn't have necessarily submitted a body of drawings as part of your final undergraduate show. Such was its kind of status. I think some of that was reiterated through it being seen as kind of a test your mettle, you know, that it fell into the realms of just being about pure skill. And maybe it lost some of the ideas that it had from even times of the Renaissance, when design and drawing were linked together, and thinking and cognition and drawing were linked together. And suddenly it just became this skill and crafts based thing. And I think that it lost a bit of its oomph then.
I suppose the very fact that this book is called Contemporary Drawing is firmly placing it as a living art form that has something to say. How does the book go about debunking the idea that it is just a prep, that drawing is just a preparation for something else?
It's a really well-structured drawing, well-structured book, and it does it by kind of breaking down and drawing into like three areas. Catherine Stout, the author, who's also a curator and was involved in the co-founding of the Drawing Room in London, well-placed to kind of be able to kind of put these clear markers down. She does the line, style, narrative, language, and then drawing the world. So she very much looks at drawing not as one kind of overall or arching definition of what drawing is, but she suggests that there are many avenues that drawing can explore. But I think if there is an undermining ethos in this, it's about thinking as drawing as a form of externalizing thinking, rather than maybe just being about one aspect of it, which is a valid aspect, which is observational drawing and representational drawing, and that it is an area that is still has value as being a skill-based activity.
So when you're talking about externalized thinking, it really is a form of expression as opposed to, you know, a means to an end.
I think so. I mean, her definition of drawing might be quite open to some, and to others she very clearly and well articulates a sort of well-known tract of contemporary artists, from Andy Warhol, Cy Twombly, David Shrigley, Tacita Dean. So there's a certain sort of cohort of artists that are kind of linchpins in relation to her thinking in relation to this. But she doesn't get caught on any one form. So you see artists as performance, drawing without paper, line in space, drawing as animation, drawing as language.
It's not just pencil and paper or charcoal and paper. It's much broader than that.
It's broader than that, even though I must say it's quite anchored in that as a very simple activity. And a lot of the artists who are quoted in this talk about like drawing as almost being, I think Mark Manders, a Belgian contemporary artist, talks about drawing as being this sort of, it's almost like a membrane between what the artist creates and what the viewer receives. There is something about the almost impoverishment of materials in drawing that gives people an in to it.
Mentioning Andy Warhol there, I was sort of surprised that he would necessarily be in the book. I certainly don't necessarily think of him in the world of drawing. Yes, there's that graphic art aspect, but you think of him much more as a conceptual artist almost.
Yeah, and I suppose like that fits in with Stout's overriding, you know, concern about this as a drawing linked to thought. Warhol actually trained as a graphic illustrator in the 50s and came up with some very interesting processes about transferring his drawings. So you get these lovely sort of ink drawings reversed out. Very much about questioning if we think about a drawing as being something that is the authentic mark left by somebody, Warhol is always somebody who wants to kind of pull away from that. So his drawings, his traced drawings, are very deliberately traced. So he's almost about this idea of taking the artist outside of the mark. So it's playing with the convention of drawing as a true, authentic, representational act that is both spontaneous and has some kind of authenticity. And I think she places him in with their style, narrative and language, and very kind of cleverly teases out his value in relation to that. And that movement of taking in objects outside of art, whereas where drawing doesn't belong to any one art form. It feeds in everything from engineering to medicine.
It's quite clever too, I suppose, if you have Andy Warhol and big artists of that repute and reputation in a book. It gives it a sort of a sexiness, if you like. Does she, Karen Stout, in this book, Contemporary Drawing from the 1960s to Now, does she go into lesser known artists? And did you find out aspects and practitioners of drawing that you hadn't found out about, people you hadn't heard about before?
I really like this book, and I found it to be a total treasure trove. And there were artists, Sung Dong, artists I'd never come across before, did these poetic drawings using water on stones, so the drawings disappear. They look really, really quite beautiful things. He just records them as he does it. Nikhil Chopra does memory drawings where he dresses up almost as a character. It's very theatrical, and lives with these large landscape drawings and actually sleeps with them in the same studio for over 5 days. These are artists I hadn't come across before, because she spreads her net really widely. It's not just American and European artists.
Who is this book for, Brian?
Without being glib about it, I would say it's for everybody. Anybody who has
textually
ever drawn.
We're not in the world of jargon. It's an easy read. In
no,
that respect.
It's easy read. There are theoretical ideas, and she's not afraid to drop in heavy theoretical writing. But she does it. She grounds it with very clear writing and clear discussion.
Brian Frey has been talking to us about a new book called Contemporary Drawing from the 1960s to Now. It's published by Tate Publishing.